That's with my good colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report. Venezuela, there's an election scheduled for July of this summer. There is news, however, about what happens next. The opposition now has a candidate. His name is Gonzalez. Heretofore, the candidate of choice, Maria Corina Machado, has been ruled out by the Supreme Court in what you'd have to say is a dodgy decision. But in any event, the opposition believes it is necessary to put forward a candidate to vote for, Edmundo Gonzalez, committed to carrying out, said he, a transition that will allow exiled people to return to the country and political prisoners to be freed. All well and good. To what purpose, Professor, knowing that Maduro and his lieutenants will not permit a free and fair election?
Well, John, of course, the key dynamic behind the scenes is that Maduro and the Chavistas control really all of Venezuela's key institutions. They control the courts. They control the fake new Congress that was stood up a couple of years ago. They control, of course, the police and the security apparatus, aided by the penetration of Cuban intelligence, among others. And so, in the context of trying to allow these scheduled elections to get out from under U.S. sanctions, they've had a process, but it's a process in which, because of their institutional control, they can orchestrate as they see fit. And so part of that orchestration, frankly, there is overwhelming rejection of Maduro because of the crime and the corruption. And finally, when the opposition was able to rally around Maria Corina Machado, again, a very charismatic figure on the conservative side of the opposition, but when she was able to get that entire platform and then force primary elections in which she won literally 93% of the vote and got record turnout in a primary that they had to organize themselves without any help from the state. I think that scared Maduro, who said, "Okay, we can't let her run." And so the indication that she was invalidated because of a trumped up previous charges, and then playing around with the fiction that the Venezuelan Supreme Court would consider her reapplication. In many ways, this was all a game orchestrated by Maduro in control. And the last chapter of that game was the registration of candidate. Initially, she wanted. She wanted to force that she be allowed to run. When it became clear that that wasn't going to happen, then one of her most trusted lieutenants, Acrina Yoris, became the candidate. But again, with Maduro pulling the strings, Yoris was not able to successfully register. There's an attempt by Maduro to split the opposition by selectively allowing a Maduro loyalist who has been affiliated with the opposition, Manuel Rosales, to run. At the end of the day, he was not fully trusted by the opposition. And so after all of this, that they snuck in this, very honorable older, he's about 74 years old, former diplomat who, again, has a great knowledge of economics, a great knowledge of international affairs, but is pretty unknown and uncharismatic. And so the question was, going up to just a couple of days ago, which was the last period that they had to substitute somebody for Gonzalez to be the official candidate. The opposition once again blinked and said, okay, we're going to go with Gonzalez as our candidate, and we're going to try to rally everyone behind Gonzalez. Now, the good news is that the polls show that even though Gonzalez himself is completely unknown, 46% of the people in the country have said that they would back whatever candidates supported by Maria Corina Machado versus 21% who support Maduro. And so basically now we're moving into a new phase. We're in, again, with all the stakes against them in terms of media and control of institutions, the opposition moves towards July 28th and basically to try to rally the country around this honorable, low-key, but very competent man is a protest to try somehow to get to an election that is fair enough that the overwhelming rejection of Maduro will be allowed to transform itself into an expression at the polls that could put Gonzalez over the top. My suspicion is that there will be other ways found to make it impossible for him to have a fair election and channel the vote that way, but that has yet to play out.
This choice of Edmundo Gonzalez, is that adequate to keep the sanctions lifted, or will they be reimposed?
Well, the choice of Gonzalez in a way was a recognition of the loss and the rigged nature of the system by the opposition. But I think the U.S. continues to have hope that Maduro will change the pace. The biggest part of the old oil sanctions under something called the lifting of them under General License 44, we're now moving into a transition of 45 days, which basically says that we're going to wind down the sanctions. But after that, the ability to trade oil for most people, with the exception of Chevron, Repsol, and Eni, basically goes away. But maybe the State Department has suggested if Venezuela changes its tone, that you know, that that consideration of the wind down could be lifted. And so, unfortunately, there's been no indication that there is goodwill on the part of Venezuela that we're moving towards actually free elections. But I think the State Department continues to hold out a fig leaf of hope that there'll be enough there to not have to reimpose complete sanctions.
Professor Avenalis, I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,